Well, surprise, surprise. A Boston doctor is charged with lewd acts on an airplane in front of his teenager. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshawn Blyden here. PoliticalBombshow.com and click on Support Us or simply go to our store and rock some of our merch. Also, RayDog.com, R-E-H-D-O-G-G.com. Let's talk about this doctor from Boston, Massachusetts. Unfortunately, I don't live in Boston, but I do live in Massachusetts. Although, truth be told, Western Mass, many more of us tend to be more in the middle or in the center to right and conservative. So at least that is a bright side. I do not live in the Boston area, although from time to time, I do tend to work out that way. Nonetheless, let's see what this guy was doing. I don't even want to call him a doctor. Let's just see what this guy was doing. And please don't tell me that you can't read the story. It's just there as window dressing. You can certainly look it up and read it yourself. So I don't want to hear the comments. Please relax. Boston doctor charged with lewd incident, obscene acts for alleged actions next to teen on flight. A Massachusetts doctor was arrested. Let me clear my throat. Was arrested on Thursday and charged with lewd incident and obscene acts after he allegedly masturbated. Wow. And exposed himself to a 14-year-old girl while on a May 2022 Hawaiian Airlines flight from Honolulu to Boston. According to a press release from the United States Attorney's Office, District of Massachusetts, it really should be Dr. Stupid, but it's pretty close. Dr. Dr. Stupida Mohanty, 33, was charged by criminal complaint. I hope he loses his doctor's license. Complaint with one count of lewd incident and obscene acts while in the special aircraft jurisdiction of the United States. Wow, Dr. Stupida. Dr. Stupida was arrested on Thursday and was released on conditions following an initial appearance in federal court in Boston. Dr. Stupida, a primary care physician at Boston's Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, was allegedly seated next to a 14-year-old minor traveling with her grandparents seated next nearby. About halfway through the flight, the minor allegedly observed that Dr. Stupida had covered himself with a blanket up to his neck and that Stupida's leg was bouncing up and down. This is not funny, but I'm a visual person. I visualize things in my mind. So anyway, according to the charge, okay, it's wrong that he did that. I mean, is he that much of a sex addict that he couldn't control himself? He had to do that. I mean, Yeah, on one hand, he did cover himself up, but still, that's just wrong. Why not just go to the bathroom? I'm not condoning it, but at least go to the bathroom. Anyway, wow, Dr. Stupida. Anyway, his leg was bouncing up and down, according to the charging documents. Shortly thereafter, the miner observed that the blanket was on the floor, no longer covering. Okay, that's where he went wrong. No longer covering Dr. Stupida, and that Stupida was masturbating. The miner moved herself to an empty seat in a different row for the remainder of the flight. Once the plane touched down in Boston, the young girl told her family about the disturbing incident, and the police were called. Everyone, especially children, has the absolute right to not be exposed to lewd conduct when they're traveling. Speaking of traveling, as you listen to this podcast, I'll be traveling later today, unfortunately, to Chicago. I'll be there for a week, but no need to fear. You still have my podcast. Not that I have a big audience for my podcast, but nonetheless, if I have two people listening, then I still have an audience, and I still have an obligation to let these two people know what is going on and my take on certain things. But yeah, I mean, if the blanket had remained over him, this probably wouldn't be a story, but clearly the blanket fell off, and he had to have felt or known the blanket fell off, and just he was so into it he couldn't stop himself. I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking a question. So Dr. Stupida is accused of doing in front of the 14-year-old girl what he's accused of is reprehensible, said Christopher DeMena, acting special agent in charge of the Federal Bureau of Investigation in the Boston Division. Today's arrest should make it crystal clear that the FBI takes crimes, and they don't take other crimes seriously, and all the crimes they invent, allegedly. Anyway, yeah, Dr. Stupida, it doesn't say that he lost his license here, so let's see. The sentence is up to 90 days in prison and 1 year of supervision and fine up to 5,000. But it doesn't say here. Let's see. In a statement, the Boston.com spokesperson from Medical Center said that this individual is on leave and not currently practicing. Okay, so he's on leave. He is on leave. Dr. Stupida. I mean, seriously, if you had to do it that bad, guy, go to the bathroom or at least make sure the blanket didn't fall off, and certainly don't make it obvious with a bouncing leg. I mean, go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom. Why did you do that to yourself? You're gonna probably end up in jail, and once convicted, you're gonna lose the right to practice law. And for what, a bouncing leg? Unbelievable. I mean, seriously. Anyway, leave a like, share, and subscribe. It does help the channel grow. Grow, grow, grow. PoliticalBombshow.com for all your news. And also, you can check out our Roku channel, add it, our Political Bombshell channel, and the Ray Dog Entertainment channel. And we will see you in the next one. Dr. Stupida.